Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Avaya Chananada Vatvananda Gosame Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Ananda Koti Vaishnavananda Kijai, Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Kijai, Ram Sai Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Garadha, Jivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagijai Shishi Radhakrishna Govagamata Saim Kundradagunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Kijai Maturam Kijai Vriptam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimali Lasi Devi Kijai Sampita Bhakta Vrindagijai Govardhan. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, we'll have a short class today since everybody has to get to work. So we're reading from 6th Canto, the 3rd chapter, text 12, of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we'll talk about Fiji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yamahuvacha mad anyo paro mad anyo jagatas tatushash cha otam prokam patavad yatra vishvam yad angshito Asya Siti Janma Nasha Nashi Odavad Yasya Vashe Lokaha Yamahuvacha Paramadanyo Jagatastatushascha Paramadanyo Jagatastatushascha Otam Lokam Prokam Patavan Yatra Vishvam Yad Amshatoksha Stiti Chanvanasha Nasyutta Vadyasya Vashecha Lokaha Yamahuvacha Paromaranyo Jagatastatushascha Utam Rukam Patapanyatra Vishma Yadam Shatosha Stiti Janmanasha Nasyota Vajyasya Vashecha Lokaha Yamahuvacha Paromaranyo Jagatastatushascha Otam Rukam Patapanyatra Vishva Yaram Shatosya Stiti Janmanasha Nasyokta Vadyasya Vashecha Lokaha manifestation. Yat, of whom? Amshataha, from the partial expansions. Asha, of this universe. Stiti, the maintenance. Janma, the creation. Nashaha, the annihilation. Nasi, in the nose. Otavat, like a rope. Yasha, of whom? Vashe, under the control. Cha, and. Lokaha, the whole creation. Translation. Yamaraj said, my dear servants, you have accepted me as the supreme, but factually I am not. Above me and above all the other demigods, including Indra and Chandra, is the one supreme master and controller. The partial manifestations of his personality are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who are in charge of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this universe. He is like the two threads that form the length and breadth of a woven cloth. The entire world is controlled by him just as a bull is controlled by a rope in its nose. So purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The order carriers of Yamaraj suspected that there was a ruler even above Yamaraj to eradicate their doubts. Yamaraj replied, yes, there is one supreme controller above everything. Yamaraj is in charge of some of the moving living entities, namely the human beings, but the animals who also move are not under his control. Only human beings have the consciousness of right and wrong, and among them, only those who perform sinful activities come under the control of Yamaraj. Therefore, Yamaraj is a controller. He is only a departmental controller of a few living entities. There are other demigods who control many other departments, but above them all is one supreme controller, Krishna. Ishvara Paraman Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. The supreme controller is Krishna. Others who control their own departments in the affairs of the universe are insignificant in comparison to Krishna, the supreme controller. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the 7th chapter, text 7, Matak Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya Arjuna, no one is superior to me. Therefore, Yamaraj immediately cleared away the doubts of his assistants, the Yamadutas, by confirming that there is a supreme controller above all others. Srila Madhvacharya explains that the words Bhutam Bhutam refer to the cause of all causes. The Supreme Lord is both vertical and horizontal to the cosmic manifestation. This is confirmed by the following verse from the Skanda Purana. Thakanta Patta Sutra Hota Proktas Satchasastataka Evam Vishnav Vidham Vishwam Hotam Proktam Chasang Shitam. Like the two threads, horizontal and vertical, of which a quilt is manufactured, Lord Vishnu is situated as the vertical and horizontal cause of the cosmic manifestation. So, Yamavacha, Paramaranyo Jagatastatushyascha, Utam Brukam Patapan Yatra Vishwam, Yaramshato Shastiti Janmanaksha, Nasyotavan Yasya Vashe, Chalokaha. So, Omagana Tivadandasha Gananjana Chlakaya Chakshuru Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigaravain Maha. This interesting part of the Bhagavatam, the Yamadutas have just discovered that they were stopped by the Vishnu Dutas, and they're just completely surprised because before that, previously, they had thought that Yamaraj was just the absolute supreme personality of Godhead. But Yamaraj is not like these bogus gurus you see nowadays. They have some powers. There are some controllers. All of us control something. Now, for example, someone may be their own controller of their wives. Sometimes. Not usually. But anyway. Or the wives may be Pati Ishvara, your controller of the husband. Sometimes. No, actually, usually. Sorry. Normally. So all of us have some control over something, right? Of course, our control is limited. I mean, even the control over the body, we wish we could control every aspect of this body, but it's not possible. You know, sometimes we have health challenges, the bones break, we have different health challenges. We wish we could just solve it all just by controlling it. We can't even control the body, right? What to speak of controlling our anger? Especially in Fiji, people can't control anger. Vajo vegan, manasa krodha vegan. Jiva vegan, mudra pasta vegan. So we're very anu ishvara, very tiny controllers. So we're very proud of what those things we can control. We control our car, we can control our business, right? Business controller. Vaniya ishvara. So anyway, so because we're controllers, or partial controllers, or because we have partial manifestations of the Lord's opulence, then people sometimes respect us, right? Like if you're a politician or something like that, controlling the government. People respect you. And in India, sometimes you find people with mystic powers and they can control more than you or me. They're really powerful. They can walk on water. They can. They can't lift Govard on hill, obviously. Only Krishna can do that. They can. They can change someone's mind. There's all these cities. You understand? The cities. You can make yourself very small, like Hanuman. He can make himself very small and very big. And sometimes people worship Hanuman as God. They don't understand. Even they have this false conception of the Panchamukha Hanuman. You've heard of that before? No one's heard of that before. Some of you have heard of that before. Where they depict in India, you find Hanuman depicted as God, as having, you know, Varaha is one manifesting. And because he has a lot of powers. Of course, he's a devotee of God. We respect him, we worship him as a devotee of God, but he's not God. Lord Shiva is a devotee of God. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. And all the demigods, they're devotees. Some demigods are sakama devotees and some are nishkam devotees. Sakama means they have some desire, like Indra, he's pretty good with that. Indra comes down, has some desire, takes, you know, goes for Ahalya. You all know that story. It's from the Ramayana. Tries to interfere with different sacrifices, like Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice. Indra creates a lot of problems. Vishwamitra Muni was meditating. He sends down Menaka. And as a result, Shakuntala was born. So many stories are there. Those are demigods. And some of the demigods are Nishkam devotees. Nishkam means they have no material desire. Like Yamaraj. Like Lord Brahma. So it's a mix. Just like in any temple, there's different degrees of advancement. Some devotees are here just to eat prasada. Right? Anybody here just eat prasada? Raise your hand. Some devotees are here just so the other devotees will respect them. They want to have a position. You know, people like to have a position. Actually, the point is, Prabhupada said, if you go to Lanka, you'll become Ravan. Does anyone know what that means? That means if you give someone a position, even in Krishna consciousness, sometimes, you know, I'm not criticizing anybody, but let's say someone becomes GBC, temple president, or guru, then they think they become God. You see that happens sometimes, you know. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So anyway, getting back to the point, there's yogis who have great power. Just like there's that story in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's pastimes of Vivekashena. He was a yogi who had great power. And he basically told everybody he was Vishnu. And he had two friends. One friend was named Brahma, and the other friend was named Shiva. Pretty good, isn't it? Imagine. So anyway, so he had so much power, he could make people sick, he could make flames come out of his head. And then he had all the neighboring villages send all the young girls for him to dance with at night. He was so proud. He had power, and they thought he was God. Sometimes in India it's like that. You get bogus gurus, bogus gods. Anyway, let me finish that story and then I'll tell another story. And basically, everyone was afraid of him. Finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to arrest him. And he went there and he said, please come to see Lord Jagannath. He's the real God. And this rascal, he said, actually, Lord Jagannath is just wood. I am God. Can you imagine? Bhaktivinoda Thakur got so angry, he arrested him. But actually, all the Hindus were afraid, Hindu police, they were afraid to arrest him. So he had to call for the Muslim police. It's interesting. I miss it. People are so superstitious. Especially even here in Fiji, isn't it? People are superstitious. When they get sick, they go to a witch doctor. Don't they do that in Fiji? They go to a Muslim witch doctor. Hindus go to a Muslim witch doctor. or a native witch doctor. And they get possessed by ghosts. Really interesting, really intelligent people. So, anyway, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him, went through this whole court case. Eventually, he convicted him, but in the meantime, he had made Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family extremely sick. They almost died from the mystic powers. Then his hair was cut off. And then he dropped down unconscious and later on committed suicide. So that's a story of one. So we can't be foolish just because someone has some power. And just recently in India, here's another story. There was some bogus guru who had millions of followers. And he was also calling girls to his, I wouldn't say ashram, cave. He had a cave. Anyone read about this? Yeah, you read about this. And he was calling girls to his cave. And then the police, they arrested him, charged him with rape, right? And then there were millions of people protesting. Gurudev, God. Yeah. There's a riot. They had to call. The Indian government had to disconnect the internet from several places in India. Isn't that true? He knows about the news too. They had to because people were just like getting together all these riots and rallies for this imitation sadhu. Palgu Baba. You know, crazy Baba. So, isn't it? So people are so foolish, they see some little manifestation and they worship, or just like in India, they worship the Bollywood stars as God. I was a governor on one Bollywood star came, some of you heard about this, and everyone was, all the ladies were fainting. I wanted to get a picture with him, you know, put on my Facebook page. So I thought the only way I can get him to see me was to send a beautiful lady to bring him over. So I sent one of my young disciple girls to just, please come over and see Guru Maharaj, of course. So he came over. Otherwise, he would not have been interested in me. I was just a sannyasi. So this is Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the Kaloshudras and Bhavad, everybody is just like impressed if someone is like handsome or pretty or dances well or they have some mystic powers. And so Yamaraj is not like that. Yamaraj is honest. His people think that he, you know, he was God previously, and he says, no, you're foolish. Because there's other controllers. And there's a supreme controller, Krishna, Ishwara, Paramakrishna, Sachin, Ananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Radir, Govinda, Sarvakarna, Karanam. So he's preaching because he has no false ego. He's a pure devotee. Whereas if you give that power, like if made any of you Yamaraj, you'd be telling everybody you were God. Isn't it? Like I said, I gave that quote from Prabhupada, if you go to Lanka, you become Ravan. You know what that means? If you get power, you'll become a demon. So what do we do about that? If Krishna gives us some power or control, how do we avoid becoming demons? That's the question. Because it happens. Like you look at Indra. He's a demigod, but he acted demoniacally. He acted more demoniacally than some of the demons. I mean, Bali Maharaj did not act demoniacally. He rejected his spiritual master when his spiritual master told him not to worship Krishna. But Indra sometimes acts demoniacally because that's the power. It goes to your head. You think, I'm the supreme controller. I mean, just like we were talking on the way here. And then sometimes a man gets married and he thinks the woman is his property. Right? You're mine and I'm yours forever. But actually, everything belongs to Krishna. Isha basham idam sarvam yakim cha jagatam cha jak. Atena jaktena bunjara magrita kasha spintanam. Everything is owned by Krishna. So if one has some position to avoid this particular problem, you have to remember, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamala Dasa 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 Dasa. I'm just a servant Like a guru has to think, I'm just a servant here, serving you all. I'm not the master. As soon as you think you're the master, you become demoniac. So Yamaraj is able to deal, because he has good sadhana, so we have to have good sadhana, chant our rounds every day, because we'll get bewildered by power, prestige, money, janmaishwarya, shrutasya, shivir, any of those things can bewilder us. So we have to be very, very careful. As they say, a pauper, it means a poor man, is proud of his penny. So we become very proud. So to avoid this false prestige, manina, manidena, chanada visunichina, turari visunichina, we have to cultivate this humility, and that's done by offering respects to others, understanding ourselves as being servants. So, anyway, we told everybody to keep it short, so any questions or comments? It's nice to be here with all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Actually, it's funny. When people get married, the husband is supposed to be called Swami, which means master. So if he thinks I'm master, he's Saiva Gokura. I mean, anyone who thinks he's a master is a rascal. We think we're servants. We are servants, all of us. And so someone gets married, the husband serves the wife serves the husband. Mutual service. Someone becomes guru, the disciples serve him, because he's transparent being meeting, and the guru is serving the disciples, bringing them to Krishna. Never forget that we're servants. Yeah?
This mood Buddha might disturb you to serve Krishna, actually. The mood of mastership, of being the master.
Yeah, it disturbs one. Therefore, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the traditional way that people would take sannyas is they'd give up all social signs of prestige. This is not traditional sannyas the way I'm dressed. The traditional sannyas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism is you cut off your sika and you get rid of your Brahmin thread. Because you're civilly dead. So you have not, and you don't, no dealings with money, no dealings with ladies. No dealings with any prestigious. You cut off your hair too. And you cut off your sika too. Did you know that? That's traditional sannyas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because you're just renouncing all connection with respectable society. However, we do this. We dress like this and act like this or whatever. Because we're interested in preaching Krishna consciousness. So that's called Yukta Vairagya. But traditionally, it would be Babaji dress, would be the sannyas dress. Like the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they dressed in white lungis. You know lungis? It's like a gumsha that's longer. They dressed in white lungis and had little water pots. They didn't carry around cell phones like I carry around, computers. They didn't have hundreds of people cooking for them like I do. Like last night, we were sitting down, like hundreds of preparations, and ladies fanning you, just like in a Bollywood movie, Isn't it? I mean, just like when you see these movies, and the king is sitting there, and the ladies are at both sides going like that. Some Kali Yuga, the sannyasas are like that. So we have to be careful about this, But yes, one has to be very cautious when dealing with Krishna's material energy. It's like dealing with a snake. Some of you don't like snakes, right? Right, Sanatana doesn't like snakes so much he's afraid to go to Govardhan. Because one time we opened up our electric box and a cobra came out. Now none of you will go to Govardhan after hearing that. I just chanted Hare Krishna. Because if you worship Giriraj, snakes will never bother you. So, anyway, so we have to be very cautious about any particular position we have. Whatever, you have a position in government, you have a position in the movement, you have a position in your family life, anything like that, you have to We can't give everything up. We can't be renounced completely because we're supposed to be engaged in yukta vairagya. But one has to be very careful not to be prideful in dealing with the deities. You know, I'm the jury. Ooh. I'm in charge of Krishna. I remember there was one Pujari, not here in Fiji, somewhere else, when they dressed the deities differently than this lady wanted. She just like went in front of the deities and, it was very hateful because they didn't do it the way I wanted. So you're dealing with Krishna. You can't just like have an industrial action against Krishna. He's God, you know. You've got to be a little humble. But you're thinking, sometimes the Pujari is thinking they're better than the deity. Isn't it? I'm the deity controller. Krishna may be Parameshvara, but I'm Parameshvara. Anyway, so any other questions? Yes, Rosa Bihari.
We have a emperor, who is 86,000 yojans, about 688,000 miles.
Yeah, it's a long distance.
And when Yamaraj takes, whether it's a pious person, it's a simple. It will be handled by Yamaraj, who is in charge of that.
Yes.
How do they make distinction when they're
carrying
the pious person and the sinful man to
the emperor? Prabhupada said Yamaraj has a book. And his book is, he has a computer, actually. And Chitragupta is the computer operator. And he keeps a record of everything you do in this lifetime. And of course, when you take up Krishna consciousness, Chan Hare Krishna, the book is ripped up. Both the good stuff and bad stuff ripped up, right? According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just by chanting Namabhas, it gets eliminated. Just like we see with Ajamil, like this is the story of Ajamil, of course. So it's a long distance away. Does Fiji Airways have any flights?
It's 348 days.
Yeah, it takes a long time. And they drag you. It's a miserable trip, too. You don't get any movies on the way. It's like you're going on an airplane, sometimes you fly to India, there are movies there, the stewardess is coming around. But there, when you go to Yamaraj's boat, there's dogs biting you.
16 stations there.
Yeah, and you get tortured along the way. It's not a nice trip, I'll tell you that. And we've all made the trip several times. I mean, I'd like to travel, but not that much. So, I think we have to end now because everyone has to get to work. And we're going to be here in the next 2 days, having programs in the evening and in the morning. I think Saturday morning we have a class here too, before we leave. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's very nice to be here. All glorious to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Good to see everybody. Ishi, Trish, Donna Kelly. Tilagini. Well, Tilagini is watching. Walini, Antony, Sudharma, Vrindavan Leela, Guillermo, it's nice, Leela, Krishna Chaitanya, Rishesvri, Sita Sundari, Dhirubhishanta, Goku, Mandu. We're missing you. Koshal, Manorini Radha, Madhavasangani, Mayapur. Draupadi, well, we've got a whole crew here. Bhagavad, Trishikesh, Aridev, Narayani, Trivagram, Patalika, Haribo. Okay. Thank you. Good to see you. How are you doing?